We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline coming to you once again for our 16th, 17th year. I don't know, the hard to count anymore, since 2003 anyway, from IFA in Berlin, Germany. We've been promising our annual broadcast and our 23 years on the air. This is always one of our most special broadcasts remotely from anywhere in the world because there's so much to see and do and so many people to meet and share information with. We invite you to stay tuned into Tomorrow. If you miss any of today's three-hour broadcast, be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com. You can hear all 3 hours, sign up for the free podcast, do all of that fun stuff. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by XYZ Printing, launching future gazing tech for the home and beyond. XYZPrinting.com. By QuietMark, leading the quiet revolution by awarding the quietest products. QuietMark.com. By Western Digital, leadership in SSD storage technology for consumers and creative professionals. And IFA thanks the hardware sponsors, including Dell, Brother, UMC Sharp, Bosch, and Rollei, among others. Our next guest is someone that's fun to chat with, and when we have an opportunity, I like to invite fellow journalists and media types to kind of get their take on some shows that we're at as well, because sometimes, oftentimes, it's a fresh perspective, or they've been able to see some of the things that I have yet to see, because I'm not stuck in our broadcast booth, but you get the idea. We're doing interviews here all day long. Well, he creates quality tech review videos for the discerning gadget enthusiast, which is pretty much our audience as well. Help us welcome Mr. Mobile, Michael Fisher. Welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Dave, thank you for having me. I'm doing as well as a man who's, you know, 6 hours out of his time zone.
Us too, right?
2 or 3 days. Yeah.
Tell me, first of all, what have you been to IFA before?
Yes, this is my sixth, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that makes you a veteran.
Not quite as many as ours.
You gotta catch up.
I don't want to call myself a veteran in your presence. You've been doing this for.
I know what you meant. The point is, it's cool that you've been here 5 or 6 years worth to see some of the things and the changes and whatnot. What's so far impressed you? Mind you, as we record this interview with Michael, it's day one of IFA, so you probably haven't had a chance to see much yet.
Well, it's funny with IFA. IFA is actually one of the great shows that's really good about giving you plenty of press days beforehand, as you
yes.
know. So I've actually seen most of what I came here to see. And the interesting thing to me this year has been that while I'm usually disappointed when a show doesn't have an awful lot of phones, because that's sort of my bread and butter is smartphones and related
sure.
accessories.
Well, Mr. Mobile,
indeed.
Hello.
Yeah. But, you know, I embrace the broader definition of mobile, and I love, you know, laptops and electric cars and all that stuff. And there are some really interesting computers at this show that I didn't necessarily expect to see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Such as?
Lenovo brought mm-hmm. a bunch of interesting stuff around. They have their new Yoga Book, which is this impossibly thin laptop. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you're
yeah.
like, how did they do this? Oh, they took off the keyboard. And the keyboard is a flat pane of glass under which sits an e-ink panel that shows you reconfigurable keys. So yeah, you're typing on a touchscreen. That takes a lot of getting used to.
Yeah, most people don't like typing on glass.
Definitely not,
yeah.
And I'm among them. I carry a BlackBerry I'm like the last guy. But it was amazing to see what they could do once they took the buttons away.
Yeah.
You have this amazingly portable thing. And then on the total flip side of that, they also built this gargantuan like 17-inch chassis that houses a 15-inch screen, but it's a Chromebook. And it's, you know, Chromebooks are great, but you expect them to be these tiny little cheap things.
Right. And it's got this big one.
Yeah. It's like, here's a behemoth. It runs Chrome OS. We're Lenovo. I love it. Love it. You never know what you're going to get.
That's true. And the announcements are often like that. You know, it's like, hey, look what we got. And it's like, okay, and
right. Exactly. And it's like, what am I, are people going to buy it? Let's see what the audience says. And usually, you know, they're deeply divided.
Well, with all the videos you do about fun gadgets and cool things and so what do you get the most response from? Not so much in terms of views, but people reacting to things that you do.
Yeah, you know, it's still, smartphones lead all the categories for me, whether it's views or engagement or anything. People are still, for all the people out there who are like, you know, like us, who have been doing this forever, it's like, oh, phones are boring, right? They're all the same now, right? They could not be further from the truth. People
not so.
Love arguing about phones, and that's great, because I'm one of them, right?
Well, and you got the iPhonies. As I call them, because I'm an Android. And then you got the Android side of everything.
Indeed.
And it's usually, I'm sure you found the same thing, they'll fight to the death.
Oh,
you know.
Most definitely.
And I'm certainly not going to go to an iPhone, or I'm most definitely not going to go Android. And it's pretty wild.
As a matter of fact, it gets so poisonous, really, in the comment section that I have you can set watchwords on YouTube to automatically block certain comments.
Yeah.
And I have all of, you know, all the, you know, what are they called? Lag droid and eye sheep. All those are just, if anyone uses any of those words, they're just, the comment doesn't show up.
Yeah. So I'll bet you don't have nice iPhony. Place. Now you have to add
now
that.
Now I have
one.
To add that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You. I appreciate that.
it's what I live for. So really, reactions are mostly about smartphones and what they will or won't do, or how much they cost versus what they should, or
yeah, and the ecosystems around them, and now that's bleeding into smart home, which I didn't think I was going to cover at the top when I started Mr. Mobile, but there's some interesting developments happening now as people like Google add screens to Google Home. So you have this device that sits there, and you can talk to it, yes, but it also has a visual component.
Yeah.
So now people will argue about that. Well, I can just buy a tablet for $50 and put it in a dock, and now I can do that. I'm like, well, not really.
Uh-huh.
And then someone else responds, and it's really cool.
It's a Chromebook on steroids or something.
Right.
You know?
Right. I think that was my headline before I changed it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. I love it. And, of course, wearables. Always big at shows like this. Certainly mm-hmm. big here.
Definitely.
IFA, no exception, with companies that. I mean, we've got our smart watches.
We're almost matching.
We almost are.
Yeah.
But that's the newer one.
It is.
So I'm not going to let you leave the broadcast booth without leaving that here, and I'll just give you my older gear.
Oh, great. That sounds like a good change.
It sounds like an even swap.
You know what? I owe you. So sure.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah. No, this was announced before the show, of course, the Galaxy Watch. So I'm still in the review process on this. But what I did see here, have you seen the Casio one?
Not yet. I heard about it. Saw some press release info, of course. Haven't laid my hands on it yet.
I'm such a big fan of their line of smartwatches because they really stand out. You know, part of that is because they're huge.
Yeah.
And they're orange, and they're obviously for outdoorsmen, outdoors people. But the new one, they've actually managed to slim down a little bit. So it's a little more wearable. It's a little more manageable. It still has all those crazy outdoor features.
Yeah.
At the release, they had like 10 panelists. And I was like, why are there so many people to announce a watch? Well, it turns out they were all app developers. And they gave each of them like a minute. It was like, hey, I made a fishing app for this. I made a running app. I made a hiking app. So it was really kind of cool. And I have to give them credit on the hardware side, too. I mean, it's one of the only smartwatches you can wear. Because as you know, we're just wearing little OLED screens or LCDs.
Yeah.
But they're one of the only watchmakers to layer an LCD on top of the main display. So when the main display turns off, you get that LCD that springs to life. And that is high contrast. You can read it at high noon in the desert. It's the most readable watch ever.
Nice.
So great job to them.
Yeah. I wish we had more time, Michael, because you are always fun to chat with. And you've got to check out, if you haven't yet, his videos. And they're easy to get to. YouTube.com/TheMrMobile. The Mr. Mobile.
Very good.
And
indeed.
Let's stay in touch, because we got to get you on the show at various times, perhaps throughout the year, as other things are announced that you maybe get to that I don't, and we can chat about or otherwise, just because it's fun to kind of slam companies, too, when they don't do something right.
Most definitely.
And that happens all too often.
It does indeed.
Like, you know, phones that blow up or any number of things that happen.
Sure.
There's always stuff to talk about.
There always is. And I would love to talk to you anytime. You would be willing to have me on.
Oh, we love having you. If you'd like to be had. YouTube.com, The MR Mobile. We'll get you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from IFA in Berlin, Germany. Here on Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.